From the Oregon coast through the Willamette Valley, the Cascades, Eastern Oregon, and the Columbia River Gorge, and our friends in Southern Washington, we welcome you back to Northwest Vine Time on the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack, along with a special guest this weekend, Rex Pickett, the author of Vertical, the sequel to his highly acclaimed book, Sideways. Of course, many of us have seen the movie, and now Miles and Jack are back in this follow-up to Sideways, highly anticipated in the Oregon community because the two main characters take a trip through Oregon wine country. And Rex, tell us about this. Obviously, you touched on this in the last segment, how you fell in love with Oregon, and it just felt right to bring Miles and Jack through Oregon. And I'm excited that Miles is hosting the International Pinot Noir Celebration, which is appropriate, isn't it?
It is appropriate, and it's I think for those who have read it, it's a pretty funny scene. It's fictional, of course. I always take reality and just make it just a tad hyper-real, not too far out of reality, but just a little bit, sometimes for comic effect or whatever. But, yeah, Vertical had a long gestation. I mean, after Sideways, my publishing agent wanted me to, I didn't know what my next book was going to be. In fact, I said to him, why not do a Sideways sequel? He said, forget it. You don't want to do that. And so I signed on to novelize a screenplay I had written about a character and his mother had had a stroke, and they ended up on a journey to Wisconsin. And the book wasn't working for me, Brian. And so I decided I wanted to do a Sideways sequel. The publisher wasn't happy. And the Sideways sequel then now is, it's 7 years later. Miles is a success. Jack, of course, his marriage has faltered, and he has a kid, and he's on the skids, so we knew that marriage wasn't going to last. And Miles' mother's had a stroke, and she's in an assisted living facility and wants to be with his sister in Wisconsin. So Miles hatches his harebrained scheme, and he leases a handicap-equipped ramp van, and he piles in his mother in a wheelchair and a pot-smoking Filipina caretaker, and the mother's Yorkie Terrier, and Jack, and five cases of Willamette Valley wine, and they all take off for Wisconsin, for Oregon, en route to Wisconsin. So they don't all make it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I don't want to give it away too for our listeners out there. You want to read the book Vertical? It's at a bookstore near you. Check out Rex's website, verticalthenovel.com or rexpickett.com. But another hilarious journey, and I have to ask you, Rex. The first work, Sideways, was based on your troubles and what you went through in the 1990s. You write the sequel 7 years later, and this is, it's more fictional based. Obviously, the characters are reality based, but how was it to write something that it was more fictional versus more reality based with the last work?
Well, I'm going to contest that a little bit, Brian. I think that Vertical is more personal for me than Sideways.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's slightly more personal because as the journey develops, and again, I don't want to give anything away, but it really is really kind of, it's a little bit less about Miles and Jack, although Jack is very much a part of it. Don't kid yourself. And there's a lot of funny stuff in the novel.
Yeah.
But it's really Miles and his mother's journey at the very end, because you have to realize Sideways and Vertical, again, because it's written in first person from the standpoint of Miles, it's really my journey, these books,
yeah.
Ultimately. It's not really, you know, Miles and Jack, I mean, they've become kind of like, just the fact that you've introduced a lot of these segments, Miles and Jack are back. It's to me, it's very rewarding that those characters are so recognizable. How many films could you say the names of the characters and they would even remember it? So that's fun. But it's really Miles's journey in both novels.
Well, and to have such such well-known characters from such the movie that really changed the wine industry. It had a huge impact, and to have them travel through Oregon, I think for so many people in the Oregon wine industry, whether they will admit it or not, it validates Oregon on a national, not only a national, but a world level. Would you agree?
I agree, and you know, and it's funny. I don't want to say I'm clairvoyant because I'm not. You know, you guys are the ones who did it up there. But just the other day, I think just a couple days ago, Eric Asmoff from the New York Times celebrated the 2008 vintage of Willamette Valley, and three of the wines in his top 10 on their tasting panel are in the novel. I only wish I could have included all the wines, the great wines there. I can only drink so much on this journey, you know. and they're actually imbibing Willamette Valley Pinots from San Diego, where the journey starts. They start, you know, because Miles being a getting asked to be the master of ceremonies, of course, suddenly now he gets sent all this wine, as I was sent wine or whatever, with no promises that I would put anything in. And I actually held a couple of tastings with non-wine professionals, and they were told to take notes and everything. And so really the wines I chose, I really wanted to choose the small producers, the ones that people didn't know, because I don't think the big ones, Archery Summit and Ponzi, you know, who are terrific winemakers, of course, you know, really need it. But I think, you know, and of course there's, you know, probably some hurt feelings. Why didn't you choose our wines or whatever? But really it's a celebration of the Willamette Valley and Willamette Valley wines. I think that they, I think that they got shorted a little bit by Sideways and Santa Ynez, which is only about 20% Pinot Noir, and don't deal with the difficult kind of year climates that you have, whatever. They obviously became huge benefactors, but I think it had a reverberative effect all over the world in wine. And I'm just happy to have made wine appreciation something that, you know, it brought in a younger audience of wine drinkers. And, I feel really good about it, frankly.
Yeah, you've had a huge impact and really changed the industry, not only on a national level, but on a worldwide level. If you're just tuning in, this is Northwest Vine Time, our one-on-one interview with Rex Pickett, the man behind Sideways, the book and the movie, and the sequel is out, Vertical. And I got to ask you, Rex, the book is out, getting great reviews. Everyone in Oregon is excited. Now they want to know, how long until we see a movie?
Well, I get asked that. I was at doing an event called Pinot Days here in Santa Monica. That was the number one question when everyone came over to my booth. And look, the Fox Searchlight, who produced Sideways, they own the rights to, you know, the characters Jack and Miles, the film rights. I own the literary rights to them. I just found out I own the stage rights, and it might be a Sideways musical, a Broadway musical. Can you believe that?
Wow, that would be great.
So, you know, obviously it'll come down to Alexander Payne, and he's gone, you know, 6 years between movies. He just finished a new movie, and it's not even going to come out for another year. So, it's a big decision for him when he makes a movie. It's going to be 2-3 years out of his life. And, so there's a lot of talk. Right, I'm not going to kid you. There are a lot of people who want to see this happen.
Yeah.
But he is in the driver's seat, and it's really out of my control. I don't have any control over it. I would love for there to be a movie, of course, but it's out of my control. So I'd love to say, yes, it's in the works. They're doing the screenplay, but I can't honestly say that at this point.
Well, for those of us who live here as a native Oregonian who are huge fans of Sideways and the characters, and it's, I think, everyone in our neck of the woods, or our neck of the vineyard, if you will, we can already see this. I mean, we could produce the movie already, and I think the anticipation is just off the charts in Oregon to see this movie.
I think that there are, a lot of people don't kind of understand how the movie business works, and it's a strange world. I mean, on one hand, you can wake up, day after day after day, as I did back in the 90s, with nothing happening, and then one phone call changes your whole life. But there are a lot of powerful forces that would like to see this be a movie, and I think if there is going to be a movie, you're not going to see it for at least 2 years, for sure, because of all the preparation and everything else, plus the lead time to an actual release of the movie. It would be a minimum of 2 years before you'd see the movie, so not to promote myself, read the book, because it might be a few years before you see the movie, because everyone who saw Sideways and loved it said, love the movie, didn't feel like I needed to read the book. Well, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can just watch Sideways again and again and again, as many of us have. I mean, I've watched that movie, I think, Rex, probably at least 20 times, maybe more.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think every time, I love it that much, and I know that many of the people in Oregon do as well.
What's funny is I've watched it a number of times, too, and of course, I had those big screenings, Santa Barbara, and then it was the closing night of the New York Film Festival. There were 2,200 people, and you couldn't get a seat. Boy, that was electrifying. And then, of course, an official premiere at the Academy of Motion Pictures. Then you start seeing, in the theaters with audiences. Then you start seeing it in smaller groups, then just by myself. And you get something different out of it. I mean, it really is. It's a sophisticated, R-rated romantic comedy, if you will, and a little bit of a dramedy, I suppose. And you just don't see that kind of film. I mean,
no.
We were Western friends and I were thinking, what other film has been like that in the last 6 years since Sideways came out? We really couldn't come up with one. In fact, I'll even go further, Brian. I'm not sure Sideways would get greenlit by Hollywood today.
There's nothing else like it. More with Rex Pickett after a break on Northwest Vine Time.